The Arctic is shifting from a region of international cooperation to a battleground for global power. China is expanding its presence, pursuing influence in Arctic governance, and tapping into economic opportunities created by climate change. Its growing partnership with Russia, spanning trade, science, and military cooperation, is reshaping regional dynamics. The Pentagon warns that this unprecedented collaboration poses potential security threats near Alaska and could alter the strategic balance in the Arctic. Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense Iris Ferguson says joint patrols by Chinese and Russian warships, bombers, and coast guards have become more frequent, including a notable large-scale operation off Alaska's coast in July. Ferguson calls these moves a significant shift, giving China new and concerning access to the Arctic. The PRC, I think, is one of the newer entrants on the scene, relatively speaking, I think, over time, Ferguson said. The strategic interest that they have in the region, or what are giving us pause, and how their long-term vision for the region could affect our interests, is giving us pause. And I think especially what we're seeing, the increasing levels of collaboration between Russia and the PRC, and unprecedented styles of collaboration, especially in the military domain, give us, again, pause. China, which does not border the Arctic, has declared itself a near-Arctic state and sees the region as key to advancing its military and economic goals. Meanwhile, Russia's war in Ukraine has strengthened its ties with Beijing, opening new opportunities for collaboration. The Pentagon's latest Arctic strategy highlights growing threats from both nations, including China's use of dual-purpose icebreakers for underwater drone testing and aircraft operations. Ferguson says the U.S. is ramping up Arctic exercises with allies to deter further aggression. We really just need to be clear-eyed about some of their intentions and how we can be thinking about their long-term interests and how we can best protect ours, Ferguson added. Earlier this week, U.S. Army forces increased their presence in Alaska's Aleutian Islands, deploying high-mobility artillery rocket systems, HIMARS, in what officials described as a show of strength. U.S. B-52 bombers also conducted Arctic live-fire drills alongside Norway, and the U.K. Ferguson emphasized the need for renewed investment in Arctic infrastructure. She noted that during the Cold War, the U.S. heavily fortified the region, but much of that capability was scaled back over the decades. Now, officials are calling for a stronger, more permanent presence to meet the growing challenges posed by China and Russia.